This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountain. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, well, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, right here in the studio, Pat Holliday from Jacksonville, Florida, where she has a congregation. And we're talking about a subject that is literally swept under the carpet in most dignified congregations, unfortunately. A third of Jesus's ministry was casting demons out of people. So where did these demons go? Do they no longer exist? Are they only in foreign countries? I think, Pat, they're just a little more sophisticated here in the United States. Now, you told me that within the last year you've had at least five pastors call you. Tell me about that.
Well, they come and they're in trouble spiritually because they have ignored one-third of the Lord's ministry of deliverance. And what happened, one of them called me, and he said, I want to come over to the church tonight. He said, I have been a Pentecostal preacher for 15 years. And he said, I'm out of the ministry. I was going to kill my son tonight.
That is so hard for me to... I know you, so I believe it. But that is hard for me to believe, Pat.
Yeah. And he said, but the Lord spoke to me. And he said, if you cross that line, he said, I will never speak to you again. So he said, what can I do? He said, go over and see Pat Holliday. And he came over. And we ministered to him. His son's still alive. He's not back in the ministry at this point, but his son is still alive. And then I had a man, a pastor, to come to the church one night. And I came early. I never come early. And he was just sitting out in front of the church. And he said, Pastor, would you minister to me? And I said, sure. So I took him in the church, and Jezebel had come into his church.
What do you mean by that?
Jezebel, they're in all over the country right now. The devil is sending Jezebel in to make the pastors fall.
You're talking about people with demonic spirits in them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Jezebel spirits. So their idea is to have the pastor fall into sexual sin.
Exactly.
And that's happening, by the way, all over.
Yeah. And so I ministered to this young man, and he sat in front of the front seat during the service, raising his hand, saying, I love this ministry. I love this ministry. Because, you see, when you get delivered, remember how you felt when you first received the infilling of the Holy Spirit? That's how you feel. You feel wonderful. Your joy comes back. Your spirit is strong for God after deliverance. But you know, another area that I want to talk to you about is the infiltration of the church. And the infiltration
by who?
By witches. They come in right in.
And do they come in disguised as an angel of light?
They come in disguised as Christians. Sometimes they give the biggest tithes. Sometimes they're the
That'll
ones...
That'll make them a deacon any day.
They'll make them a deacon, and they get the children's church. Now, I
have actually interviewed people that were formerly witches that taught Sunday school.
Amen.
Unfortunately.
Well, see, I used to visit over at this big church, and there was a woman, a young girl, actually, and when I would come in, she would run from me, and she was the teacher of the children. So one night, Lester Summerall came to town, and I went over to see him.
I knew Lester. Boy, did he have a dynamic deliverance ministry.
And so she made the altar call, and there was two or three of the elders around her praying. And so she had her eyes closed. And so when I saw that her eyes were closed and she couldn't run, I just jumped up and ran up there. The pastor knew me very well, laid my hands on her and cast that spirit out. And you know what she told the church? Her confession was, I belong to the local coven, and I was teaching the children in this church. And when Pat Holliday came in here, I knew she could see me, and I ran from her. But tonight, I got free.
You know, Pat, I know the Holy Spirit has taught you a great deal about deliverance, but I imagine you learned a lot when you went to a number of third world countries, especially Africa. And you wrote a book about one man that was, I believe, a fourth generation witch doctor.
Uh-huh.
And in this book, I read this, that he literally could turn, when he was a witch doctor, he could turn into an animal? Is that true?
He could turn into five different animals, which is very common in witchcraft.
I have heard this from, I've actually interviewed a man by the name of David Hogan in South America.
Oh, yeah.
And,
wonderful
and he said he literally saw a witch doctor on a motorcycle turn to half animal and half man before his eyes. Now, people think he's crazy.
Yes, but you see, those deep generational witch doctor, there's things that just shocked me. And I had been in the deliverance for 30 years when I went over there. But I can tell you that I have testimonies from other people from those countries that say that this is true, aside from this man that I wrote the book about.
Tell me one unusual deliverance in Africa.
Well, there were so many. There were two. There was a man that they carried in, and they sit him over to the side. Now, Sid, witches can steal your mind, okay? They work in the mind. And so a witch had stolen this young man's mind, and he was like a lunatic, and they were just sitting him there, holding him. And the Lord showed me that he needed prayer for his mind. And so I went over and laid my hands on him and cast out the spirits that were controlling his mind. But then the Lord, have you ever heard of Win Worley?
I've interviewed him many years ago.
Well, Win Worley was the first person that I ever heard talk about the fragmentation of the mind. And he says,
do you think a lot of insanity is based on that?
I do. And so what the fragmentation of the mind is, the devils take the mind, and they keep that part of the mind that they take. And so what I did is I called his mind back from the north, east, south, and west, and commanded the witches to release it. And that man is sane today. And I had another one the same way, that boy's in college, and the other young man is working in Brother Kanko's ministry.
This is the man that was a fourth generation witch doctor.
Yes.
We're going to be interviewing him for our television show.
Wonderful. You know, when you go to his church, there could be 25 to 30 witches sitting in there challenging him. And what happens is, and me too when I go there, when you get under the anointing, Sid, what happens, the demons start manifesting. And his workers will just bring them down to the front, and they will just hold them on the ground, and you just cast them out. Very easy.
I would imagine there have got to be some of the greatest miracles going on in a church like that.
You know, he just recently had, they brought a man to him that was in the morgue, and God raised the man from the dead. When you go
now,
up,
this isn't the Reinhard Bonnke had a guy. It's not the same one.
This is a different one. This is Kanko that's going to be on your show.
Oh, okay.
And he's seen thousands of miracles, and when I go over there, I see thousands of miracles. I see miracles everywhere I go, to be honest with you, America.
Listen, if the demonic realm can turn a man into an animal,
mm-hmm.
how much greater power in the name of Jesus?
That's right.
You know, I think it's time to, how fearful should a Christian be of a demon?
Not at all. But you know, when I've got films of me over in Africa with the witches running from me, an American running from me.
Well, when you do our television show, we'll let them see that on It's Supernatural
uh-huh.
television.
Uh-huh. But, you see, they you know shouldn't what? Be, but they're afraid because they don't have teaching.
Yeah, the only reason a Christian fears is because they have a lack of knowledge. That's why, Mishpucha, we're making available this week only Dr. Derek Prince's, I think, most significant book. It's titled, They Shall Expel Demons, What You Need to Know About Demons, Your Invisible Enemies. And if you've been fighting things, if you've been coexisting with something, it's time for you to be free. I mean, why would you want to coexist with a demon? Jesus said, I've come to set the captives free. This Dr. Prince is the most brilliant. He's in heaven now. He's the most brilliant teacher. You won't be afraid of anything in the demonic. You'll be as bold as a lion. We're making this book available. It's called They Shall Expel Demons. For a donation of $15 or more, I urge you to get this. You must understand this area. This is the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, soul, and body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panevelecha v'chonecha Yisa Adonai panevelecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.